This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The latest report on consumer spending in this consumer-driven economy comes out next week, and we will, of course, let you know what it says. But in the meanwhile, how retail is looking from the other side of the sales counter? Our last check-in with three small businesses we've been following this past holiday season. First up is Irene Kesselman. She runs a toy store in Carrboro, North Carolina.
I just looked at December, and we were down a little bit, not as much as I thought we would be. And I think compared to other stores, I consider myself very fortunate. I think it could have been a lot worse. I think one of our saving graces were our personal shopping appointments that we had. We probably had a good 70 appointments altogether. And purchases range anywhere from about $45 at the low to $1,000. I am anxious to get things in early because of an early Easter. It's a great time for toy stores. So I will be looking for Easter baskets in a week. I'm already placing orders while I'm paying my Christmas bills. I think that next 6 months will be very telling. I'm here for at least another year, and we'll see how it goes.
Huh. That was Irene Kesselman. She's the owner of Alicat Toys in Carrboro, North Carolina. Two more small retailers we've been talking to coming up in just a little bit. Back to retail we go now. Rue Newby runs an online fashion brand with her sister. She does it in Phoenix, Arizona.
The other day I wrote an Instagram post letting folks know that we're having a sale, but also letting folks know that we don't want them to feel pressure from us or any other brand to buy something. This year has been really hard. You really probably don't need to buy anything from us or another company that's trying to, you know, sell you sneakers. I think we all are feeling, I don't know if confident is the right word. We're feeling secure. I think when you have a small business and things aren't going exactly as you expect them to go, which is like, that's been happening all the time now. But I think we have a tendency to like panic and try to overcorrect. And I think we've learned like we need to really analyze what we're doing and what we want to do with what we're creating and how we're running our business.
That was Rue Newby. She co-owns Label by Three. That'd be her and her two sisters, the three, in Phoenix, Arizona. Our survey of the holiday retail season of 2020 wraps up with Annie Lang Hartman. She runs a stationery company in Leelanau County, Michigan.
The past couple of weeks really have kind of just been regrouping, but also we are headed into our busier holiday season, which is Valentine's Day, because we are a stationery company. We've been shipping out orders to retailers, but for just regular customers, that rush starts kind of the end of January, because the typical person doesn't really think about it until the last second, unfortunately. This year, what we did differently was shifting our focus from retailers to focusing on regular everyday customers. Shifting away from putting all of our eggs in one basket was what kept us going.
Diversify, diversify, diversify. That was Annie Lang Hartman. She's the owner of Compass Paper Company in Leelanau County, Michigan.